Hi, this is Letitia. And before we get off into what I am sure could be a heated and possibly controversial conversation about religion, well, let's first define it. It's one of those things that everyone thinks that they know what it is until they are asked, what does the word mean? Then we realize that the definition really depends on who you ask and what they believe. The Penguin Dictionary of Religions definition is as follows: a general term used to designate all concepts concerning the belief in gods and goddesses, as well as other spiritual beings or transcendental ultimate concerns and human beings, relation to that which they regard as holy, sacred, spiritual, or divine. That's what I was going to say. Now, the number of different religions varies like the number of diverse cultures. There are your standard and ever-popular Christians, Muslims, Jews, Hindus, and Buddhists. But there's a Zoroastrian? I don't even know if I'm saying that right. Now, I've always known about atheists, but didn't realize that even they have different levels and degrees. Oh my God. Can I say that? What also amazes me is that even though no one can show me in any version of any Bible the passage where it says that different races should not marry, we are not without many churches or God-fearing people that will tell you that interracial marriage is not best for man. I've even read and heard of articles and letters written by religious leaders and Christian universities citing that the fact that man was separated by cultures, language, and even physical barriers proves that God didn't want us to mix the races. To this I shall say, show me the passage. There is definitely word that states that man should not marry outside of their own faith. However, it says nothing about not marrying different races. If you want to pull out your Bible, feel free to read Exodus 34:10 through 16, or Corinthians 7:39, or Deuteronomy 7:1 through 6. So again, I refer to my opening statement. There are some things that I just don't talk about with everyone. The reasons are really the same, both in politics and religion. There are those that have very strong opinions and beliefs and want to tell you where and why yours are flawed. There are those that don't really have a choice or opinion at all, and their beliefs are predicated on their current company or state of mind. Then there's the group that I love and respect, the group that I belong to. We believe that our personal preferences, beliefs, and views are just that, ours and personal. If we want to talk about it, we do, with other people that aren't trying to debate or convert us, or worse, with someone that doesn't really have an opinion or commitment to anything. Saying this, I do realize that there are times that some public discussions have to take place, like when the right to choose is taken away, or to educate those searching for definitions or answers to make an educated choice. Does anyone else think that there's a strong connection between religion and interracial dating? The similarities to me are clear. They are both hot topics. You'll never be without a group of people that have strong opinions about them, and most importantly to me, how you feel about interracial dating and religion really does say a lot about who you are as an individual. Also, keep in mind, when dating, it's important to know where your potential mate stands on important issues like religion. Don't wait until you're already emotionally head over heels to find out if they want children and how the children will be raised if you don't share the same beliefs. Well, since I don't discuss religion or politics, tell me what you think, because I really don't want to talk about it. This is Letitia, and I've always said that it doesn't matter if your looks, finance, or education is not equal. It is important that you're both equally yoked.